So wherever you are, just relax. And as usual, we'll start with the sound of the Tibetan bell and we'll end in the same way, just so that we know when we start and finish. So just get yourself comfortable, close your eyes, just look forward, just to enjoying the experience. And I guess we'll begin by just taking a few minutes. We'll try to relax your body and your mind. There's no rules or requirements here. Just listen to the words and try to relax. If you get any other thoughts, noises, or distractions, it's perfectly normal. Just acknowledge them and then let them pass and just go back to focusing on the task and hopefully the relaxation that will come with it. So, as I said, wherever you are, be comfortable, not too much so. Get yourself in a chair, sit comfortably, nice and straight, plant those feet, find somewhere to put your hands. Just imagine you're going to sit for maybe 15 or 20 minutes and just whatever that would make you comfortable. And then gently close your eyes and just begin really gently, just breathing in and out. Maybe begin with a few slow, deep breaths. And then as you let go of each breath, just imagine releasing any tension or any stress that you might have been holding on to. And as you're breathing in, just imagine yourself breathing in good vibes and love and happiness. And as you breathe out, just imagine breathing out any stresses or tensions, anything you might be holding on to. And just find an easy rhythm, breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, and something comfortable. And when we sit quietly and we just do this gentle breathing, you should be able to begin to feel yourself almost relaxing. And as I speak, just allow the images to form in your own mind naturally. In your own time. If you can't get one, or if you lose where we are, just come back in wherever you are. So we'll start by just doing a body scan and we'll look for areas of tension to release. And as I mentioned, each body part, I invite you to bring your awareness to that body part. Try to relax it as deeply as you can. There's no need to really concentrate on this, just a feeling or an imagine the sensation of relaxation. So we'll start with your legs. And now your arms. And then your chest. And now your jaw. And then your forehead. And now any other area that might be a stress point or a pain point, just for you in particular, just turn your own attention to that area. Try to relax it. Now we're nice and relaxed. We're going to start our journey. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable. It's filled with things you know. The pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions, and the decor, it's all familiar to you. As you look around, there are a few hooks on the walls. They contain coats, jackets, scarves, gloves, hats, all the kind of things that you might wear to stay warm and comfy if you were to go out. And there's a window, and as you look out of the window, all you can see is clear blue skies, and it looks sunny and warm. And you feel happy. No need to dress up. You can go outside just in summer clothes. And just the idea of sunshine makes you happy. And in the corner of the room is a door that leads outside. And as you open it, You step through into a gorgeous warm day outside. The sun is shining down on you. And you stand there with your eyes closed, just taking in the warmth of a beautiful day. And you look around, and there's some stairs, and you gently and carefully head down the stairs, taking each step one at a time. And as you take each step, you get warm feelings inside, calm, serenity. And you feel full of anticipation as you reach the bottom. You're in a meadow, and as you look around, it's a green carpet full of wild flowers. It's pretty, like something you might see in a postcard. And so you head off on your adventure, and you start to walk. And after only a short walk, you find yourself on the beginning of a coastal path. To your right, the ocean, blue, turquoise, and to your left, a little fence that you can follow along. And as you look at the fence, you can see that people have attached small wooden messages of love on the fence. And you read one or two you want to explore. So we carry on. And as you carry on, you see that the path starts to head down. And there's a coastal path. And you wonder what might lay beyond it. And as you walk, there's the power of the waves, you can hear them. And the amazing smells of the coast and the ocean. As you follow along this well-worn pathway, you're happy, happy to be outside. Today you can be carefree, and you're on a mission to see what lies beyond the cliff top that is nearing. As you follow the dusty route ahead, you find the pathway cuts left if you wanted to go and stand on the cliff top, but you stay on the coastal path, and soon there's a view of what lies beyond the cliff. It's a stunning lighthouse on some rocks, and as you look at it, it's a picture against the blue backdrop of both the sea and the clear blue sky. And you stand and just take a moment to enjoy the view. And as you look at it, you think, what kind of stories would this lighthouse tell if it could talk? And you can imagine how it stayed strong and firm against countless batterings from the world and the ocean. Maybe it reminds you a little of yourself. And right now, it's also enjoying the sun and the peace with just a few seabirds flying around it. But at other times, it's faced difficult weather, sometimes for prolonged periods. But like us, for every bad day it's had, there'll be many more good, peaceful, quiet days of serenity. And I think it's a good visual to keep the lighthouse in mind, to remind ourselves of that. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your face and your arms, and you continue now, keen to get closer to the lighthouse. There's a peace here. It's almost empty, but for the sound of the waves and the occasional seabirds soaring overhead. It's beautiful. You're out in nature and it's relaxing. And as you get closer, you notice a perfect pathway out across the rocks, flat and level, so it's easy to reach the lighthouse. And as you get closer, you can hear more sounds of nature. And you can really hear the power of the ocean crashing in nearby and then retreating silently out again. It's a peaceful place. And you feel like you have all the time in the world and you feel safe and happy. And as you take in your surroundings, you just keep heading towards the lighthouse until you find yourself just a few yards away. And now that you're in its shadow, you're really in awe of the sheer size of it. And you decide to circle around it until you find a huge, thick wooden entrance door, and it's open, and it says on it, "Come inside." So you decide to do just that. And once inside, you see stone steps carved all around the inside wall, curving round upwards with a wrought iron guardrail, so it's nice and safe. And they circle upwards all the way to the top. And you decide to go up and investigate. And as you make the climb, you hold safely onto the guardrail. And each time you pass a level, there's a little window and it offers a different view out over the water each time. It's nice inside the lighthouse. It's cool, a gentle breeze that you can feel. And soon you reach the top and decide to take a breather from the climb. And at the top, you can walk all the way around it, as it's a huge housing centrally at the top of the circular tower. And in the center is a huge metal sphere, probably Victorian. And inside are lots of small glass pieces fused together at different angles so they can refract the light far out to sea. And you marvel at the sheer beauty and workmanship of it. And that it's been here day in, day out, doing its job for so long, doggedly and effectively saving lives. And there you stand just for a moment and you look out to see an amazing view. You're so high and you can see so far in this clear day. You can see small sailboats in the bay, catching the wind, hopping over the waves. You see seabirds catching the wind for an effortless climb. Everything here is in harmony with nature, including you. Everything is just being. As you look further around the coast, you can see people on a beach. And they start to create a giant message that they're carving into the sand. So you watch and you wait as they create their masterpiece. It's a message. Is it a message for you? As you stand here, you think about how you're feeling here, right now. And you decide there's something you want to do when you get home again. Something for someone else, or something you might want to tell someone. And now it feels like the perfect thing to do. And so you spend a moment visualizing it and how you're going to do it later. And as you look out, you decide now is a good time to head back. Back in the sunshine, you can make your way back. And so you carefully make your way back down those circular steps, one at a time, circling around the tower, all the way down, back to that huge wooden door. and you step outside back into the sunshine. And you just take in the majesty of this lighthouse one last time before you slowly start to wind your way back up to the coastal path and start the walk back. You still have the sun on you. You feel quite serene, relaxed, happy for some time out in nature to connect. And as you begin to walk back, you feel good with the sun shining down on your neck and the back of your arms as you make the journey home. You're gently radiating peace, love, happiness with the sun beating down on you. You feel charged by it. It's a real reminder to just try to live in the moment. And when you arrive back at the fence that's filled with messages, you stand for a moment and you take some time now to read some of them. People have put them on there to help, to talk about things that matter to them, to encourage, to share their love. And after reading a few, you decide to head back with a full heart, full of optimism, feeling like you've gained something on this journey. And as you continue back, you find yourself back in the meadow, soft green grass below your feet, pretty flowers, patchwork throughout. And you make your way back across the meadow, feeling good, thinking again of maybe the thing that you want to do when you get home later. And then you find yourself back at the stairs where we began, really. And you gently take the stairs, feeling happy. It's nice sometimes to step out of our fast-paced, stressful lives and feel something else, something meaningful, relaxing and comforting for our souls. And you head back into the room, a room you're really comfortable in. It's your happy place. And you sit and just go for a moment. We just go back to the simple breathing from when we started. And you just start to breathe in and breathe out again gently. And you listen for the sound of the Tibetan bell and the end of today's journey. But knowing that you can come back anytime you like, this is your place anytime.